this evening on WTOP, Facebook is about to be hit with a massive barrage of antitrust lawsuits. More than 40 attorneys general and the federal government say the social media giant took part in unlawful, anti-competitive tactics to buy or kill off its rivals. The Washington Post reports Facebook is accused of doing this to secure its dominance in tech. The lawsuits are expected to focus on the purchase of Instagram and WhatsApp as ways Facebook neutralized its competitive threats. A little earlier, we got on Skype to discuss the expected move tomorrow with WTOP tech guy Greg Stebbin.
I think it's going to be a tough argument to make for this reason. How are you going to break up a social media company the size of Facebook and not set some kind of other precedent that's really frightening for lots of other businesses? And frankly, the one thing I thought would be most dominant in this argument hasn't come up yet, and that is it's the data, stupid. It's always been about the data. If you just go watch the Netflix documentary called The Social Dilemma, you'll get a view of how intrusive and invasive and pervasive the data from one of these companies is when you start mixing it between a WhatsApp and Instagram, a Facebook, or other social media companies like Twitter or LinkedIn or others. You realize, and let's throw Google into the mix too, and Amazon. It's all about the data. And I would think that ultimately would be the strongest argument for antitrust that these attorneys general might make. And maybe they're waiting to do that. But if you don't talk about the data, I think you're frankly missing the whole point.
Well, they do plan to, if they're successful here, maybe force Facebook to sell some of these entities and some of these companies like an Instagram. We don't know if they'll get that far. It sounds like you don't think they will. Any other way to get at that data issue? Maybe the legal avenue is not the way to accomplish that.
First of all, when you talk about breaking up the company, which is an obvious thing, it's certainly been discussed before, and I'm not arguing against it because I don't think it would be a good thing. It might be a good thing. I think social media's presence in our lives, and again, that data is a very scary thing. But I also think back to the consequences of breaking up the phone companies, for instance. That had both consequences for the phone companies themselves, but I think also for corporate America. And I don't think you can do that without giving serious thought to the consequences of it. I don't think this is going to happen. There may be a lawsuit soon, but I don't think there's going to be a resolution anytime soon, simply because I think the consequences of this will be felt through so many different industries in a world where data has become one of the most valuable assets a company can own. This is going to be a very scary prospect for companies in all sorts of industries.
To pin you down on those consequences, let's say theoretically that Instagram is sold off from Facebook. Wouldn't that be a good thing, maybe for a smaller company that can pick it up? What would be the blowback or the negative part?
So a good thing for competitors, probably. Where it has negative consequences for many, many businesses and many, many industries is that if I use social media as advertising, which has become even more dominant in the age of COVID, it means that it's harder for me to reach my audience because the Facebook pool of data has been broken up. And if you're going to break up Facebook because of data, then do you turn to Google, which potentially could be broken up into lots of companies? Do you then turn to Amazon, which could be broken up into lots of companies? Because let's face it, at the heart of all of these companies is data. So yes, there's going to be positives from breaking out an Instagram from Facebook, but you don't want to ignore the possible negatives of that.
That is WTOP tech guy Greg Stebbin on Skype. Facebook argues newcomers like TikTok have been able to thrive, proving that Facebook is not getting too big.